Hey, what it is, what it is, what it ain't. We in this motherfucker once again, man. The big homies, man. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
Come on, man. What's happening with y'all? Yay, yay.
What's good, Fino? How you been doing?
I'm feeling great. I'm feeling good. I'm feeling fresh. You understand me? Indeed.
You looking fresh today, man.
Oh, thank you, man. My nigga.
Impeccable.
I'm looking rather thrashy. I'm trying to be like you, though, with that Brooklyn Dodgers hat on. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
You got that Jackie Robinson joint busting.
He did it for us, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? He paved the way for us.
He paved that way.
Yeah.
Like, I love baseball, my nigga. Like, my son play baseball. My daughter play softball. I used to play ball and shit when I was little. You know what I'm saying?
That was my first sport.
That was my first when I was like 10 years old.
Yeah,
hell yeah. I love baseball.
Yeah.
That was America's fucking pastime.
That's right. It was.
It's still America's pastime, nigga. I like to just get sunflower seed and then just go to the dugout, chewing them bitches, spit them out. I still got, like, you know, I still got some key in me, man.
Yeah.
I ain't grew up all the way yet. I still know how to have a little fun.
How you doing mentally?
I'm feeling fucking great.
Okay.
Y'all niggas fucked up my mental, told me to leave my hat on, made me think I got
because that thing ain't fresh.
That motherfucker told me, that nigga Waddell said, he said, you can't do that, Fino. You're going to have a nipple on your head. Son of a bitch. So I had to leave my fucking hat on. No, I'm good, man. I'm good, my nigga.
Yeah.
Like I said last week, you got all your fingers and toes, you got your all your limbs and shit, my nigga. I have nothing to complain about.
Yeah.
My kids is doing pretty good, you know what I'm saying? Health is up.
Yeah.
Shit, man, there's nothing to complain about, my nigga. We get another day above ground, so that's the blessing. That's where I'm at with it. How you feeling? How you been out there on that road this week, man?
Man, I've been doing good, man.
Niggas don't even know it's Friday though.
Like, I know, cause I'm here.
The weekend. It's a Friday.
It's a Friday, man. Rook's in the building.
This nigga is off on a Friday,
yes,
nigga.
Sir.
This is in the history. In 3 years, we have never recorded a podcast on a fucking Friday or during the week. Never, nigga.
Never.
In 3 years.
That's right. This is the first.
This is the first, man. So this is history. Mark this shit, man.
Yeah.
Man, fuck that. What you got today, man? What we got for these folks? Cause this ain't the regular show that you're used to. Mike and Quan ain't here.
Yeah.
See y'all, niggas. We'll see you next week.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? We ain't got none of this shit. We ain't running this shit like we used to do. We're gonna run it like we want to. So.
Like we used to do it. Hey, look, we got a black business spotlight right here. We got Sweet Heaven on 2 East Church Street. Sweet 201, Marvin, Virginia.
Yeah.
Man, go check them out, man.
Yeah.
I had that smoothie this morning.
Black on business.
Yeah, I had that smoothie this morning. That's all I had.
That's it.
That's it.
Oh, that's good then.
Yeah, I know.
You ain't no food.
Nah, look, like I told you, I went to the grocery store and bought $100 worth of groceries. I ain't buy no meat.
Huh?
You see it? I said, I went to the grocery store. Before I came here, I put $100 on my Cash App card. I spent $100. I ain't buy no meat.
Oh, man.
Only thing I had was some tuna fish and pats.
That boy trying to get that summer body ready.
Man, I'm trying to get that rook pack.
That rook
pack. I'm trying to get that rook pack.
Trying to get that rook pack. Gotta get that rook pack down.
Hey, look, man. Hey, didn't buy no meats, man.
Hey, man, that's good, though. You know, I think, like, a lot of us and shit, man, we getting to that point where we conscious and knowing that we got to do better for ourselves, better for our health. The only way we're going to be better people is we fix our diets.
Yeah.
We fix our way of thinking. You know what I'm saying? We got to change our whole culture because our culture is fucked up.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I'm saying?
Though.
We still going on eating 3 times a day.
And
nobody said do that shit.
No.
In the history of man, you know who made it up? The white man. That motherfucker said 3 meals a day.
Yeah.
So they serve you 3 meals. That's why niggas come home from prison so fucking fat.
Yeah.
And them niggas come out the county fat in the motherfucker. Titties and every damn thing. Motherfucker got hot dog packs in the back of their damn head because they eating 3 times a day.
Eating 3 times a day.
You know what I'm saying? And that shit'll cripple you, nigga. Like, I know that either once a day or twice a day, depending.
That's all you need.
In the morning time, you need your stomach coated.
Yeah.
Throughout the day, you know, you can nibble on something here and there, but by the end of the night, you sit down with something that's gonna be fulfilling.
Yeah.
And take that with you to the bed. You feel what I'm saying? It's hard because I still eat me a whole pack of Reese's cups before I go to bed.
That's right.
But, you know, moderation. Everything in moderation, man.
You know what? Do you feel things are back to normal everywhere?
Yeah.
Back to normalcy?
Right,
do y'all feel like that? Like,
Nigga, I was sick as hell earlier this week.
Okay.
I came back from Norfolk and shit. I'm Virginia Beach, man. Shout out to my sister. Shout out to my nephew. Yeah. Shout out to my nigga Josh, man. You already know what it is, man. FBBN Rise World. Boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came back from that shit. And, you know, we was out there for Something in the Water.
Yeah.
That's Pharrell's joint. We was actually out there for my little girl's dance thing.
Okay.
That was like a little debacle, so that didn't...
That didn't work.
So we went to the Something in the Water Festival.
Who did you see? I mean, you know, who was the
shit? No, nobody. We didn't per se got the tickets.
Yeah.
But you know, it's on the beach.
Yeah, okay.
So you know, we didn't see anybody, but Pusha T was there the night before. He was walking on the beach with his son.
Okay.
So yeah, the niggas, you know, seen shit like that, but
y'all rained out.
No, Friday when we got there, that's when it kicked off. It was straight. Saturday, it was straight. Sunday morning, Saturday was fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
Whole day Saturday was fucking beautiful.
Yeah.
Sunday, it was a wrap. That shit got washed out. So, you know, they had to get niggas a little bit of money back. But that was the end of it. The fucking rooms down there was like, you know, $1,000, man.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I figured it out, drum roll, why everybody goes to Myrtle Beach and not Virginia Beach.
I believe it's the price.
The price, boy. Hey, you got to have your bag up to go to Virginia Beach. Believe that, man. Like,
it's a different society.
It's a different society, nigga. It's upscale shit. Now, if you good with your ratchet bullshit, the little car shows and the little bike shows and just seeing people that everybody always see, you stay in Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
You be on some fly shit. You want to pull out your motherfucking Lambo, your Bentley, all that shit up there.
Yeah.
Yeah, nigga, that's where you come to, Virginia Beach. And I love Virginia Beach, nigga. But only for the raw. Only for the real raw niggas.
But you got to pat them bodies.
Hey, look, man. If you plan on doing any vacation in this fucking summer.
Yeah.
And you already know your pockets is hit. Don't try.
Nah,
don't
stay try. At home. Stay
your ass at home. Hey. Stay down with your situation right now. If you got to eat bologna sandwiches during the motherfucking week for it to make sense, do that, man. Ain't nobody above nothing, my nigga. So don't try to get out here for social media. Hot girl summer. I'm a real nigga. It's a real nigga season. All that shit. And you broke as the fuck, nigga. So lay it down, man. Yeah.
You supposed to be stacking right now.
You need to say
you supposed
that
to be
shit.
Stacking.
You supposed to be stacking. So look, you already fucked up.
Yeah.
Just go ahead. You already fucked up. Your money ain't going to be where the hell it need to be. So just start somewhere. Start now.
Yeah.
And you'll be all right, man. You know what I'm saying? You just want to enjoy your life, man. Because, shit, white people dying now.
Ooh.
You just got to be thankful that you can, you know, enjoy fucking breathing.
Yeah, I mean, that brings me to the situation. Do you feel it should be like a curfew for the underworld and the normal people in society? You know, as far as like, okay, it's 9. You're supposed to be in right now because you ain't. It's with kind
of,
the it.
That's kind of fucked up, though, man. Because it's like, I don't know. The way it's turning out to be, the way this whole shit turning out to be. You just don't know, man. Like, damn. Everybody should be able to stay out as long as they fucking want to, right?
But you know it's a different set of rules, though.
It's a different time.
You got to have your head on like a swivel after when it get dark.
After 9 o'clock.
You need to have, you know, you
I
need to be.
Gonna, I ain't going to cap to y'all. For any of y'all that's all over the world, anybody over the world that's looking at this shit don't know where we from. We're from a small town called Martinsville, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Henry County, Virginia, all that shit, right? Southern Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
We like 15 minutes from the North Carolina line. So we down south.
Yeah.
This shit is dangerous here. Like, our population is small as a motherfucker, but it's dangerous here. You know how many bodies niggas get at restaurants here? Boy, I'm trying to tell you. It's a, like you said, it's a different set of rules. Like, you used to could fucking go to the bar. You could go to the bar. It'll be an argument.
Yeah.
It's whatever. It's the argument's over with. You know what I'm saying? Now?
Yeah.
Shit. You can't even argue with a nigga no more. You argue with a nigga, you might well have your hand on your thigh, man. And if you got to live that type of life, yes, the rules need to be in place. You need to keep your ass. If you're a civilian, keep your ass in the house. Just know that after 9, the motherfucking underworld is out here.
Yeah.
And so you got to be prepared. Keep your head on the swivel. I hate to say it.
Yeah, that's the truth, though.
But it's the truth.
And, I mean, because
And this is everywhere.
It's just ain't here.
But I'm gonna say it here because we small as fuck. We a micropolitan area. We ain't like no metro. We ain't like none of that. You know, the other spots in Henry County or other spots. I mean, North Carolina or in Virginia. We live in a micropolitan area.
Yeah.
So it's like, for the amount of shit that go on here, you really got to keep your motherfucking head on the swivel, man. So, yeah, we living on some militant type shit around here. Yeah. That's how you got to get yourself like that. It was sweet at 1.9, but no more.
But do you think it's a different code for the underworld and everyday people?
A different code.
Yeah, as far as like...
Oh, the game.
I call it the underworld.
Okay, the underworld. We're gonna leave it in the underworld.
Yeah, okay.
And so, to elaborate a little bit on this, we're gonna make a comparison to a certain situation that's going on with a rapper.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be so solid.
Yeah.
Paperwork comes out, you been told.
Yeah.
So, this to answer your question...
Cause you was a certified G.
You a cert. I'm a.
No, you a certified G. Pheno the G.
Pheno the G.
Yeah. And you can. You
civilians don't have to follow the same codes, rules, structures, and parameters that street dudes follow. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. It's a whole different.
And break it down for them, you know.
Okay, civilian is a person who don't belong to any organization. Is a person who is a get up, go to work, 9-to-5 person, take care of my family. I ain't involved in shit, pay taxes.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? What'd you call it?
Goddamn individual.
What did you want there?
A GDI, a goddamn individual.
He's a goddamn individual.
Yeah.
So look, that's
wait a minute. I ain't mean to cut you. But what time you think we should be in? What time should these? If you ain't got no job.
If you don't have a job during the week, you need to be in the house. If you ain't got no job, you just out here.
Yeah,
your ass shouldn't even be out the house. Yeah. You should be somewhere thinking of a fucking plan to get you some money.
Yeah, okay.
And make your situation better. But it just so happened to be.
Yeah.
A civilian needs to be in the house by 9:30.
Yeah.
Nine o'clock, 9:30.
Hey, like mama said, when the lights go off, you need to be in here.
Now? Yeah. Like now. I advise folks, a civilian needs to just watch everything. You know what I'm saying?
Watch.
We live down south. Get you a gun. Get you a gun permit. You feel what I'm saying? To my young boys. With their head on straight, you ain't got to fuck up and go get you an illegal gun. You ain't got to get you a bullshit gun. You're legal.
Yeah.
You can go get your shit legally. And, you know, just for protection. This ain't the tab shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's for protection. You got to protect yourself. Men and women. I'm talking about specifically women.
Yeah.
I'm not going to too much push the line with men because men should be able to be men. But women, it's a lot of sick ass niggas out here. It's a lot of weirdo motherfuckers out here.
Yeah.
So I advise every woman, young girl, because best believe my daughter, I'm gonna push that for my daughter.
Yeah.
Like you should have your gun permit.
Okay.
It's a different time out here.
Now explain the underworld. What's the underworld?
The underworld is
everything.
Look, I ain't gonna go into.
We ain't gonna go into.
The underworld is. The opposite of a civilian.
That was a good one right there.
The opposite of a civilian, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can wrap your head around that. Let the people decide how they want to decide. But like I say, after 9, take your ass in the house, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead and go in the house because we don't even know what the fuck is going on out here.
Okay.
We really don't.
And then when did you separate yourself? When should you separate yourself from people who ain't got nothing to lose and you got everything to lose?
Mm. Shit. When you start realizing that when your gut tell you I shouldn't be fucking doing this shit. When I was, like, you already know when you fucking up. You know everybody knows it. You be like, man, I know I shouldn't be doing this shit, but you got to go through with it.
Yeah.
If you committed to something, you know what I'm saying? You gotta stay there. You got to ride this shit all the way out, but... when you start finding yourself with things you've accumulated in life, responsibilities that you got to take care of in life,
Like kids.
Kids, bills.
House notes.
Parents. You know what I'm saying? Because people's parents are getting older.
Yeah.
Just life. You might have just shit you got going on that you got to take care of, man. So when you realize these are the things that I got to focus solely on versus me going out to the club every weekend, hitting the bar every motherfucking weekend. Yeah, nigga, shit. That's when you start realizing those things is more important. Like, yeah, fuck that. That's when you know it's time to give it up.
Yeah.
Dead ass, man. I seen so many people still hold on to the... It's a lot of niggas still holding on to they teenage years. That's what's wrong with a lot of niggas in they late 40s, 50s, and shit like that. These niggas still be holding on to their childhood. Nas called it your second childhood.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like a lot of niggas going through their second childhood. And them be the first, them niggas will be like, well, we did prison time. We did this. That's your fault, my nigga. Like, so you gotta fucking catch up. You can't, that ain't a crutch. After a while, that shit be a crutch. Feel what I'm saying? I'm the type of nigga shit. I ain't did prison time. You feel what I'm saying? So I felt like I didn't try to use every option I had, everything I had for me. I'm trying to make it work for me and shit. And niggas done ran across so many obstacles.
Yeah.
But I still overcame them. And it's like, for niggas that's in that situation, you can't use that shit as a crutch. You gotta use it like, okay, I went through this. It was like this. What we doing next? You know what I'm saying? You can't stay be like, okay, I did this. I lost out on this. I gotta get back to this. That's the mind state where niggas be fucked up.
Yeah, for me, man, it was my son, you know, saying I was ready to throw my life away on a situation. And like I said before, he wrote me a little note and he said, Dad, I don't want you to go to jail.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I had to, that was a real.
That was an awakening moment.
I mean, but it was my pride, though. Mm-hmm. You know, I had to lay my pride down. Like, hey, wait a minute, Rook. You ready to miss all this? And look what I missed.
You the man. Look,
man,
you would have got treated.
I be coming
like
home
a,
right now,
nigga. You would have got treated like a leper. Trey wouldn't have fucked with you.
Yeah.
Boy, that nigga would have been in Dallas or something. Or who knows? If he weren't around,
He might not have been in Dallas.
You feel what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying.
He could probably be a product.
Of Marvin,
here
again. Yeah.
Feel what I'm saying?
Because my daddy did it. Yeah. That's what he would say.
Yeah.
Like my daddy did it.
Yeah. He's still alive. He's still making it.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
But that was a real turning moment.
You made a mature decision.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
At the time, because and at that time, I remember those days.
You was there.
I was there.
We was connected.
There you go.
We was connected.
Yeah, I remember that, man. And it's like, you know, that would have been so easy. Yeah. I be thinking about a lot of shit now, bro. It's like, it's so easy to fuck up.
Yeah.
The hardest shit to do is to do the right fucking thing. And that's the best. Like, for real, like, it'd be the best thing to do.
Yeah.
But
That pride.
Ooh, man. Nigga, I told
look,
you.
Look. Don't you know, man, Rook, he walked away, man. He ain't do
shit. He let it go.
he let it go. But look.
You be having to fight yourself with that shit. Yeah. Like, damn, do I still got it?
Yeah.
Am I a man?
But you know, when your kids tell you that, that's the person who depending on you.
There you go.
They depending on you to be there. Because you see a lot of kids out there who ain't got that structure and they just running.
They messing.
You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate it, man. Just him saying.
Saved your life.
He did.
He could have saved your life.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I had to make the decision, though.
Mm-hmm.
I had to make that decision to be like, nah, I ain't going to do this.
Got
you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let it go. I don't think it would have. I think it would have been different if we weren't kin. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If we weren't kin,
if you and people weren't kin, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? But he definitely made a big difference.
Hey, if them niggas weren't kin, we would have buried them niggas. Leave that. Shit.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
But we gonna shift gear and move on. It's on you now, brother. Whatever. You know.
Oh, let me get my glasses out, y'all. Let me get my glasses.
Okay.
We got a top of the three.
Okay.
We got a top of the three, man. Top of the three.
Uh-huh.
I always felt like it was some shit. It was some, you know, we have more of a discussion on Friday today. It's like, I always felt like it's hard for our people whether we choose right or we choose wrong.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like we were looking at, I was looking at some shit earlier in the week while I was sick as hell.
Yeah.
And I was just seeing like black folk really ain't never had it fucking easy.
Nah.
You know, I ain't gonna say no crazy shit or nothing, but you know, so many different other ethnicities they've had tragedies and stuff also, but nobody, no race ever has ever been through the plight of a black man or a black woman. Like, could you imagine? White folks, sit back in your seat. I'm gonna take you on a ride.
On a journey.
Let me take you on a journey. Imagine being conceived. You're in the womb. You come out, and every day of your life, and when you come out, you gotta be told it's certain ways you have to be, or it's gonna go bad for you. You get older, you become a kid, and you really have to be different than other people. You have to maintain a certain type of prestige about yourself, because if you don't, you're gonna get pushed to the wayside.
Yeah.
Imagine being 10 years old, 12 years old, going into middle school and you're surrounded by a whole lot of, you know, other peers, people that probably got a lot of more things that are in a better situation than you are.
Yeah.
And you still have to compete and stay on point with the same fucking peers who have been allotted more than you. Fast forward to your teenage years and you gotta work and it's hard to fucking find a job because you black. It's hard to you're looked at like a fucking leper because you're black. You're looked at like you're being targeted because you're black. You feel what I'm saying? Oh, first of all, the targeting starts when you get when you hit 11, when you hit 10, 11, you're already targeted. So, you know, the plight of our people, even from being born to even to the time they die, is never easy. We fight for everything. You know what I'm saying? So I was just sitting looking at that shit. I was like, bro, it's never fucking been easy.
Mm.
Like, black folks, we don't even know our last names. You feel what I'm saying? Like, we have the last names of slave owners.
Mm.
You know,
We ain't got our native tongue.
Nah, we don't have our native tongue, man. Jewish people, man, they went through the Holocaust. Horrible situation. But I mean, that wasn't 400 and something. That wasn't over 400 years.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
I mean, and it's still going on today.
Still going on today. And also the Jewish people, they do get reparations. Yeah. They actually get paid for the hardship, the tragedy that they went through. Black folks never have had an option. We've never had a chance.
Yeah, cause
we ain't never had a level playing field.
Yeah, I was thinking too. I mean, it's a couple of situations out there like now, like it's a dude who got choked out on the subway in New York City. Black dude. You see that?
Was homeless.
Yeah.
Homeless. That name, yeah. The Marine dude.
And they saying the Marine dude ain't gonna get charged. Now how?
You can
now see that's what he's talking about, the difference.
Yes,
if I came in there and somebody was yelling and I came in there and I choked him out, nigga, you charged.
You charged. It ain't nothing to talk about.
It's like,
but you already gonna know in your head. Yeah, I'm going to jail.
Yeah, I know that. It's certain things I know what I can and can't do as a black man.
Yeah, exactly.
I know these things.
But versus a white man who said, just let me present my credentials.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm good now. Thank you. Yeah. Versus you go through the same shit. Nah, nigga, lay it down.
Yeah.
Put your hands behind your back, you know. Yeah. And I'm not one. And this, to get back on subject, though, I'm not, you know, putting off on white people. I'm just comparing, like, versus that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, and it is what it is. I'm not complaining. The one thing about black folk that nobody ever will be is more resilient than us, nigga.
Yeah.
You can burn us. You can hang us. You can motherfucking try to chop us up into all the kind of little people. But guess what? We don't die. We multiply, motherfucker. Believe that. We the best, man. Off top. So it ain't no pity party.
Nah.
What I was trying to explain to everybody shit. It ain't no pity party. We don't want no fucking pity party.
Nah.
You know what I mean? It's a hell of a motherfucking thing to be black, but you know, it ain't easy either.
Yeah, because we was talking about we probably ain't gonna never see us on top. You mean we was
in our lifetime?
Yeah, in our lifetime, and you was like probably was, not our kids' lifetime. They won't see.
It's gonna take a whole lot of generational unfucking. Because
we've been, what are you talking about?
I'm gonna keep it all the way G with you.
I love it. We've been generationally
screwed over.
Yeah.
And now we're screwing our fucking selves over.
Oh yeah.
So it's like we at a point now where it's like, damn, we gonna have to get this shit right, or the Spanish cats, they gonna really come in. I mean, they already came in. Yeah. Immigrants are awarded more positions and situations than Americans, than African Americans. Believe that shit, man. You don't get the same situations. A man coming from Istanbul or some shit like that, just for instance, he's going to get a situation presented to him from the banks on how he can start him a business.
Yeah.
Black man versus black man, you're going to have to fucking go in here and fight tooth and nail to try to get you a fucking loan.
Yeah.
So, you know, I was telling you
I was up in Chicago and I heard on the radio, they said they was bringing the people on the border and they was bringing them to Chicago and just dropping them off.
Get the fuck out of here.
Remember I was telling you
that? You told me that, yeah. I was actually seeing some on the news about that.
They bringing them into Chicago and they just dropping them
off. Into the black neighborhoods, in the black areas.
You know they is now. Dang. You know what I'm saying?
It's crazy. And you can do anything you want to black people. It's justified, my nigga. Yeah. Like, it is fucking justified. It's because we kill each other.
Yeah.
They kill us. And it still ain't like, damn, fuck, we can't get rid of them. Yeah. You can't fucking get rid of us, bitch. We here. But we'll never be able to see common ground with each other and be on the same page with each other in our lifetime. Never. It'll never happen.
Yeah, I think it's
fucked up.
I just think we just need to give our ears the same opportunity we give our mouths. That means, like, wait your turn to talk and then listen to what the brother got to say. Yeah, I ain't got to agree with you, but I got to at least take it in and, you know, dissecting to see can it work for me. You know what I'm saying? Is this a better situation?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I mean, yeah. I ain't got to roll. Go with
it. You ain't got to just go with it. Hell no. That's the bullshit. See, where you just go with it?
You can't just go with it. It got to make sense to you.
It got to.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Like, shit, if it don't make sense to me, then nigga, what the fuck is we doing?
Yeah.
we just moving along. Okay, another top of the three. Hold on. Let me keep this shit going. I got my glasses back on. I have two survival tips for you this summer.
Okay.
These survival tips that I'm about to give you will assure that you survive the summer. No matter the city you in.
There's 100% guarantee.
I guarantee it by Fino the G.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you two survival tips that's going to keep you alive this summer, no matter the city, state that you are in.
Okay.
All right. Leave people the fuck alone.
Man, that's one. That's a great one.
There's so many motherfuckers running around here bothering people. Damn, getting in people's shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then you get your head bust. And now you got somebody else fucked off because you ain't mind your business, man. So that's one survival tip that's going to keep you alive and make sure you do not get unalive.
Wait a minute.
This summer.
Hey, I'm going to go into it, dude. Okay. Keep number two.
Okay.
This means if you see somebody on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and they talking about something you don't like, mind your business. They ain't got nothing to do with you. If you out there in the grocery store and a woman and a man, they having a tip that ain't got nothing to do with you.
Ain't got nothing to do with you. Keep your ass
even
out
if
there.
You grew up with her, she ain't the same girl.
Go ahead,
Fino.
Mind your motherfucking business.
That's right.
Tip number two.
Yeah.
That will ensure that you survive this summer. is stay out of these motherfuckers' faces that mean you no good, then already showed you they don't mean you no damn good. They poison.
Poison.
That's how you survive the summer. It ain't a third, but I only had two tips.
Yeah.
But basically what all that rounds up to is you mind your business, stay out of motherfucking people's faces.
Yeah.
You got the whole summer, the rest of the year coming to you, man.
Yeah.
Leave these people the fuck alone. Yeah. Stay out of their face. They ain't shit. How many times do you got to see? How many times you got to know, boy? You going to be somewhere like this. That's what my grandma used to tell me. You going to be somewhere like this. Looking in your hand. Damn. What the fuck did I do? Yeah, you dumbass. So, two survival tips to keep you alive this summer. Top of the three from Fino to G, man. Yeah. Believe that, man. So we moving on.
We moving on.
Scott! Scott! Scott!
Ah! We riding high.
And looking low with Brooke.
Hey, 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 hey.
We riding high. And looking low with Brooke.
Hey, hey, hey,
bitch! Ha! Ha! What city? What state? And where the hell are we at today? Man, OG Rook.
Man, we going up the West Virginia Turnpike, man. And we're going to be talking about ELD. An ELD is an electronic logging device. This is basically a tracker of everything you do. Everything these days is done by a computer. Mm-hmm. You're going to log in with your computer, and you're going to log out with your computer. This computer has a camera on it. It sees everything. It knows everything. If the truck is moving, the clock is ticking. It's a clock on there, too.
Shit. So, look, the wheels got a clock in it.
Well, it's got a clock on it.
Hey, that motherfucking dispatcher said, yeah, sit your ass down. We know when you're moving.
Yeah. So, you have a 70-hour clock. That means you got it's like a 70-hour work week. That's all you can work is 70 hours. That's combined driving and working. Working means you's out there checking the truck. You're checking the tires. You getting loaded. You getting unloaded. You got 11 hours you can drive, but you got 14 hours in a day that you can work.
Well, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? That's how it is. Once that thing hit triple zeros, your day is over. That means you can't move that truck. Unless you put it on personal conveyance. And that's what we're talking about right here, that PC.
Personal conveyance.
Personal conveyance is, I'm hungry. I want to go over there and get me something to eat. But I don't have no more time on my clock to do that. So you go inside of your computer and you say, boop. You write a little message in there and say, I'm going to get something to eat. So you drop that trailer and you go over there and get you something to eat. And then, you know, you come back. That's when you can do that. Or your company sets the parameters of how far you can PC. How far you can go on this little bitty tool that they're adding. But they can also take it away. They are taking off of your computer, so you can't use it.
Oh, damn, yes.
If you didn't did it so many times.
Damn right, they're going to penalize you by taking it off.
Yeah, they'll take it off. Penalty. Hey, look, this is to y'all you drivers, man. If you ain't got enough time to do the load that they want you to do, let them know when they try to throw it off on you. Oh, this is a hot load. This load got to go up. I ain't got enough time. Because if you do it and you get stopped, pulled over on the side of the road, and that police officer, now we call them DOT officers, Department of Transportation.
Damn.
That's what DOT stands for. He gonna say, hey, let me see your computer right there. Hand me that right there. Let me see what you done did. Oh, yeah? Your time is over right here. Where you going? You can't do that, boy. And you know what I'm saying? It's all them doing it.
Boy!
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Driver, you can't do this, driver. Your time is over right here. So don't let these companies mess your bag up.
Yeah, right.
They can mess your record up. Because every mishap you have, they keeps a count of it. Just like, you know what I'm saying? Just like a criminal.
Yeah.
Everything that you do, if you hit that truck over there, you hit that side of the wall over there, you're supposed to take a picture of it and they keep a count of it.
But you get like three mess ups, right? Do you get three?
Well,
how many do you get? I don't know.
I mean, not no major ones. You know what I'm saying? Major.
So you might get
yeah, a little bit
of bracing period. You fuck up right here.
Yeah.
We ain't gonna hold that against you.
Everybody got a 90-day grace. You know, anything in that 90 days. 90-day
grace.
They gonna look at it and be like, they gonna evaluate it. I don't know. His driving ain't too good.
Send his ass home. Yeah. That motherfucker ain't about that.
Hey, look. So man, just keep your things in order.
Yep.
Don't be trying to do too much. You know what I'm saying? When it's your time to lay down at night, lay down.
Yeah, lay it down, man.
So that was another edition of
Riding High and Looking Low It Broke.
Hey.
We riding high and looking low it broke. Bitch. Come on, man.
All right, you got one more.
You already know what it is, man. We moving on, man. We got one more section for y'all, man, and y'all go ahead and carry on about y'all day. We just had to pop our shit.
Yeah.
And you know we're going to pop our shit. All
right.
And this is going to be a good one. How many times a week do you need to get you one?
Man.
Have sex, you know what I'm saying?
At least
bust a nut.
At the bare minimum, two times a week. I'm 50, though.
Yeah.
I'm 50. So, I can't think that, you know what I'm saying, my significant other, hey, look, I've been married 14 years, so you ain't going to get, I ain't going to get the same amount he get.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, look, you could look. I can't count nobody else's. You know what I'm saying?
I can't count nobody else's.
Look, if I get two, I'm
good.
If I get one, I'm good.
Look, as long as I'm getting one. You said in your 50s, you said you can do with two. Okay, so how you think you was moving in your 20s?
Man, as much as I can get. You know what I'm saying? Anytime. Anytime in the place.
And for me, in my 20s, every day.
Yeah.
In my 20s, I had a fucking libido through the fucking roof. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? It's like, bring them on.
Yeah.
Nigga, in my 30s, I'm good with 2 to 3 times a week. You feel what I'm saying? It don't have to be every day. I mean, it's a couple back, but it's like, it's not as much permeated on my brain as it was in my 20s. It's like in your 20s, like, yeah, nigga, we busting them down this weekend. Uh-huh. Yeah, you get bust down this weekend. Where she at? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, nigga. In my 20s every day, in my 30s, 2 to 3 times a day. I'm good with that. We straight on that shit. So, man, how many of y'all, what y'all need? Y'all tell them what the fuck y'all need. So,
hey, look.
You know, comment at the bottom.
Hey, look, and I'm going to tell y'all this right. This, like, Fino has some guarantees for
survival tips.
This is right here for you women out there. If you looking for a man and you want to keep a man, these are some things that can keep him.
Yeah.
That head game. look, if you ain't doing that, hey, you liable to have some problems.
That motherfucker gonna remember you for the rest of his life. Yeah.
I mean, and then if you making sure when he get out to go out the door, he just drained. if Janet Jackson walked up to him, he'd be like, nah, I'm good.
Bitch, get away from me.
Yeah, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? If you got him like, that's what you got. Hey, look, you feed him good.
Yeah.
Hey, look, clothes clean, house clean. I'm telling you, ladies, you're going to get everything you want. All you got to do is say, hey, well, I need...
Yo, I don't know why women just don't get that. Not all women, because you know I'm the one...
That, yeah. We
not all women.
Look, we ain't...
Don't cut my head off. Leave me alone now. I mean all women. But why don't some women understand... Let me just go ahead and break him off.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing you can't get from that nigga that day. If you break him off two times a day, two or three times, if you break him off Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, You ask that nigga for something Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, it's gonna get done. You gonna get it.
Yeah.
It's gonna happen. Like, and it, and I'm not saying that that's the only way it happened, but what they say, happy wife,
happy life.
Hold on. Hold on. I'm trying to think of a good rhyme right quick. Happy man, bust them bands. That's what I'm trying to say. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, that, that's it. I like that.
Yeah, so yeah, you know, happy wife, happy life. Happy man, he gonna bust the bands.
That's the truth right there.
That's just what it is, man. So you know everything can be so much simpler for everybody.
Hey, look,
bust a nut.
Hey, look, and when I do like this, when you come into the bedroom, when you pull them sheets back and you ain't got no drawers on, and I do like that, that means let's go,
bust it open.
That's it. If you
get into the position.
Hey, look, if you ain't trying to do nothing, come in there like your granny.
Damn right. You better look like a nun in that motherfucker.
Come in, look, leave your bra on.
You keep on that. You come in that motherfucker with them things swinging if you want to.
Leave your bra on and have your granny panties on. And let me know.
Your ass in trouble.
Ain't nothing jumping tonight.
You trying to rub your little feet on me and shit. Rubbing that damn good thigh meat, that good warm thigh meat on my leg, like I ain't gonna try you. You know I'm gonna try your ass.
Cause, hey, the last thing you want is some help.
Damn. Hey, I think that went over motherfucker's head. Last thing you want, ladies, is some help. Brothers.
I don't need no help.
Brothers. Hey, man, let me go ahead and talk about this since we own it, man. Hey, look, man, you know, with no holes barred.
Yeah, we no holes barred.
If you niggas want to keep your bitch, you better stick your tongue on the clit. You know what I'm saying? You ain't trying to get left in the pad. I ain't gonna say that one. But y'all niggas know what the fuck going on, man. So, yeah, nigga, for you niggas just too good, better tighten up for she find some new wood.
All right.
Boy, I'm on the road today. Yeah. About to get back in the booth on you niggas.
Hey, this the last one for y'all. Curfew for adults.
Shit. Do you got one?
I'm going to tell you, you do got one. If you married and you living with a woman.
Yeah.
We got curfew. Look, that curfew with them, that underwear, that's about the same for us.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You
got to be in the house. I ain't saying 9:30.
Yeah.
But you already know when that phone call come in.
Yeah. Get to this house.
When niggas see you dip off. When niggas see you dip off. You know what that is? Niggas say, you know. Yeah. When your homeboys be right, too.
Yeah.
Hey, you better answer that call. My phone on your ass.
Yeah.
Nigga, fuck that shit. I'm running this shit. The whole time, all right, baby. You want me to grab anything? No, yeah. Tell them before I get there. You better get here for a Dollar General clothes.
Yeah. Hey, and that's the truth. That's what you saying. Is that what he said? Hey, babe, you
better get here for you got to get Dollar General before you come home. Get that.
Hey, look, you want me to play them numbers? Do you need anything?
Do you need anything?
See? Hey, look, but I'm going to tell you, it's a difference, though. As men, we don't give that call. Mm-mm. We ain't going to call you. I'm not going to call, hey, look, babe, where you at?
I'm not gonna do it.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna do that. But the men,
I feel like it ain't player when I do that.
Yeah.
I feel like it ain't player if I call and I'm like, what you doing? Or where you at? Or why you doing? Like, that ain't, I don't like that. Like, not for me. I'm just saying, like,
yeah.
I don't like it for me either, but I couldn't imagine doing that to another woman, like for real.
Yeah.
I'm not the jealous boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? I'm not the jealous one. So it's like, if you want a jealous nigga, I'm not the one.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I don't understand how you could, you know, like, damn, try to control a motherfucker, tell him. But anyway, my bad.
No, we good. Look, man, we rolling and smoking. Hey, look, this is the last thing for y'all. We're gonna be having a cookout. We're gonna give y'all the details here soon.
Real soon, man. Y'all know what I'm saying? Our second annual. Second annual Martinsville Henry County Community Cookout.
Yeah.
We just ain't got the location down pat yet on where we want to do it at. So, you know, next couple episodes or whatever, you will know. We're going to be doing it in June. I know that.
Yeah.
So, mark your calendars, nigga, man. Make sure you bring your kids out. Y'all know how me and Rook do, how the team do.
Yeah.
It's going to be big, man. So, you know how we moving.
All right. And that was another edition of
Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
Let's go, man. We out this bitch, man. Salute to the real one. Keep them fuck niggas. I can love you. I can love you.
I can love you better. That's right. And that nigga can.
Hey, fuck that. Let that nigga love you, bitch.
Hey, do me a favor. Write this down so I wanted to go to my phone.
What, right on the board?
Yeah.
All righty.
That's good. Oh, shit. Look at
my fucking glass.
Motherfucker about to be blind for the rest of your day.
Too much on the drive back, so back up. At the top. Put it at the top of there. Too much at the drive. Too much on the drive axle. Back up. That way I ain't got to mess with my phone. Too much on the drive axle. Back up.
Oh, I don't like it right there. It's not going to be all right. I'm just going to put it in the middle.
Yeah.
I think we should put it in the middle.
I got two sentences.
Man, why you got to be all extra?
I mean, so I won't have to go to my phone. Too much on the drive axle. Back up. And too much on the trailer axle, pull forward. Too much on the drive axle, back up.
Mm-hmm.
And too much on the trailer axle, pull forward. That way I won't forget that.
All right. Also, now I'm going to be shooting up, down on y'all.
Okay.
Because I like this a lot better.
Okay.
Alright,
there you
go.
Good.
Oh, shit. Let me go in this
side. Fino Scorsese, look.
Also, some thick butter's gonna make y'all look a little bit skinny. So.
Oh, I'm a little skinny.
Shut your ass up. I'll stab you right with that shit.
Man, don't do that, man.
Hey, man, we ain't gonna keep a thing on me.
God damn.
See something slight? Hot Rook, move around. Let me look at you. Yeah, I got y'all. Why you talking about niggas gonna look skinny then?
I mean, no, he ain't thick as a bitch. Alright, so you gotta shoot down with angles so when it's on camera, you don't look more bigger than you are.
Okay, I got you. I'm with you. I trust the process. I trust your vision. You ain't did it wrong, yeah. So I get that.
Happy Mike.
I told you to put that hat on.
I fucked that head. I did it in. Hey, wait till we start. I got something just for you. Hey, why did I put this in? Put that,
look,
in the chamber.
That shit was fucking hilarious. Roderick over here.
Put that, bitch, in, put that bitch in the chamber.
Put that shit in the chamber. All right, then. All right, don't have me on here. I'm already on Adderall. Don't do that. I come back with a quick one.
Let's go.
All right,
he said he on Adderall.
Hell yeah.
I got some Ritalin for your ass.
That ain't Ritalin, bud. That's cocaine for the legalists.
And I got some Ritalin for your ass. I got some. Nah, fuck that. I got some heroin for your ass. I'll slow you down. Yeah, I got some. No. Not literally.
No, I ain't got that.
Told you. Farmer asked the feds.
Them niggas talking about heroin. They got the shit.
My boy said he on Adderall. Goddamn. You know we was on podcast, right?
I don't care. It's legal.
Let's get it. Let's run it, man. What we doing? When we
I'm,
going? You ready to go?
I'm ready. Let me know when you ready. You ready?
I'm ready for y'all.
All right. Let's go.
Running here. It's on y'all.
Yo, what the fuck it is? Yo, you know what it is, man. This is Everyday Life with Rook and
Fino.
We back up in the spot again. And I'm going to tell you why we back up in the spot again.
Why?
Because they missed us down.
Man, you got to know it. Now,
they ain't missed up. We missed the motherfucking game. We ain't been in here damn near a month now. So, you know, back on our shit, man.
Man.
How the fuck we do.
How you feeling?
Glad to be here.
And how you dealing?
Oh,
physically and mentally, where you at?
Physically, I feel like I could. I'm good. I want to be better. Got in the boxing ring with my son.
Yeah.
At the gym.
Was he throwing uppercuts and jabs? Okay.
Doof. I said, "Oh shit!" Hey, look. Every time that nigga hit me, my face was like it. Like it was, I said, damn.
Like Devin Haney's
face. Look, nose on the side of your motherfucking head. Yeah, man, shit. So, you know, I had a good sweat. I had a good fucking sweat. So I was like, yo, I'm sweating like this. And we probably went for like 3 minutes.
So you was Devin and he was Lomo or was? Bud or is he Spence?
I'm going to tell you what.
July 29th, y'all get ready.
I was old as hell, and he was a youngster. By the time I did get a little tired, he was still coming at me, so I had to keep it jabbing.
Yeah, yeah.
Back the fuck up. So, you know, yeah, I need to get on my shit. Physically, I'm okay.
Okay.
Mentally, I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? We dealing with life, you know. Life is real.
Okay.
But, you know, a nigga like me, I don't bend, don't break, don't fold. I might bend. I might fold a little bit, but a nigga don't break. You feel what I'm saying? I'm built for the motherfucking
long haul.
The long haul, the worst of the worst, yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? The adversity and all the trials and tribulations, all that bullshit, bring it on. Let's get it. Taking everything day for day, one at a time, nigga. Let's go. Boom, 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 boom. Shoot club up,
that's
nigga.
Right.
Nah, we get cracking.
This boy on one today, y'all. No, y'all better get it. We gonna bring it to
this
you.
This is Fuck Shit Central. That's where we at.
Oh, yeah, y'all.
Where we at, man? What we doing? How you feeling? How you dealing and feeling mentally and physically, my nigga? What's going on with you?
I'm feeling good. I'm looking great, as y'all can see these cameras in here.
My boy look like the Bill.
Hey, look, shout out to all my partners out there from Smoke County. You know, everybody from the Ville. Everybody from all over, man. We worldwide.
It was 14 rappers, now it's 13 ghosts.
Hey.
And I'm the last one standing. Say that with a quote.
That
was,
hey, look.
That's one of my verses. I always remember that about Smoke Cannon shit.
You know what? So we're going to segue right into this.
Yeah.
You can't put your expectations of me
on me.
You know, and that's why I feel like we have came a long way. I used to put so much expectations on you, man.
Yeah.
You know why? Because I knew you could be great.
Yeah, huh?
I stay on him while I see him dragging. I bring anybody in Marvin and Henry County who can rap. Come. You know why I want them to come? I got a top dog champion that I want you to spar with so he can get on your neck.
That's what that shit was. You know what I'm saying? And
we used to go at it. We used to have conversations all the time because, like I said, I was putting my expectations of him that I had of him that he didn't know nothing about.
I wasn't ready yet.
You know what I'm saying? I was putting it on him, and you can't do that.
Nah, you gotta just let some shit ride. We know that now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, You gotta let it be organically formed. You know what I'm saying? You could already see it. Yeah, you can see it, but is that person ready for that step, man? A lot of people don't be ready for that step, man. So, yeah, I can dig that. I can dig that shit. When people put their expectations of, you might look at a person so fucking grandly.
Yeah.
That expectation of them, like, you be like, damn, you let me down, you disappoint me.
Yeah.
But you disappoint yourself.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
You disappoint yourself because you should have never, like, you know, put your expectations on them. Maybe they weren't ready for that.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of people can sit from the outside looking in and can see shit a lot better than on the inside looking out. So, you know.
Hey, look, but that's why the expectation of this podcast, I don't put it on nobody else. Like how we started. We used to get upset, man, if somebody won't share it, somebody won't like it. Yeah. I don't do that no more. If you share it, thank you.
If you do, you do.
Thank you to everybody who shared, who liked it. Because we got them loyal fans out there that'll be like, hey, I like that. You know, and we got the ones that they look at us and they keep on floating. And we just... You just got to let them keep on floating. Yeah, it ain't our time yet because we bubbling.
I think that everybody in this field, like, you know, this in long, you know, the audio field, the video field or whatnot. Yeah. Shit, that's the game, man. There's so many people that don't support, you know what I'm saying? But that never should deter you from
doing it.
Yeah, keep trying to achieve your goal and shit like that because as long as you believe... There's other motherfuckers out there that's like you. Trust and believe that, man. It's just, you know, it's going to take a little bit of work. How dedicated are you and how committed are you and is you in it for the long haul?
Because you know what?
Are you in it?
It ain't no shortcuts to success.
No shortcuts. Tell them, Rook. Pop your shit today, OG.
I mean,
huh?
Because, you know, it's a, you know, we do a whole lot of missteps.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, oh, that's the quick route right
there. Oh, I see it right there. I see the hole. I see the loophole.
Yeah. We're going to jump over there, jump through some hoops over here, and we're going to skip all these steps, and we're going to go right to the top.
Your dumb ass going to run right up on a motherfucking sticker bras, a whole barbed wire fence. You done. Trying to get through that loophole.
Hey, and we have did this so many times.
So many times.
With the music.
Oh, shit.
Man, we'd be like, man, oh, we got it.
We got it. We're gonna get this white paper, drawing paper.
Yeah.
Put it through the printer.
Yeah.
We're gonna cut it out. Boom, make the CD cases, and we did it. That was the organic first way we did it. We stuck with it, not knowing like, yo, you got to grow a lot of times every time. So eventually we grew.
Yeah.
But loopholes never get you anywhere.
No, man.
I mean, as far as like, you know,
where you wanna be,
steps that you gotta take. Hell yeah, you know, a loophole will get you out there. Don't get me wrong now, y'all. I ain't saying loopholes don't help me. What I'm saying is, what he's saying.
Yeah. I mean, it's steps to the top.
No shortcuts.
You can't just skip to the top.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? You can't just skip lines.
There's no shortcuts to success, man.
Man, it ain't none, man.
Tell them, OG.
You know what I'm saying? So, man, we just thankful that the people do like us.
Uh-huh.
And the ones who don't like us, we ain't from everybody.
Hey, look, man, shit, I might not be your cup of motherfucking tea, man, but you know, shit, I'm somebody's.
But we ain't going to stop just because y'all don't like us. We always got something to say.
Like, and what brought me to say this shit too right here, man. Enjoy the hard times.
Woo.
Enjoy the struggle. Mm. Every piece of bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Bullshit you go through, everything that's rough in your life right now, accept it. Don't look at it as a death sentence, you know what I'm saying? If you can see light at the end of the tunnel, it's light at the end of the tunnel, my nigga, you know what I'm saying? So just take it how you gonna take it, just don't give up, you know what I'm saying? Because it could all be a test for you. And can you pass it or you gonna fucking fail it?
That's right.
It's all a test, man.
That's right. Because when you lose all excuses, you find all your results.
Oh, man, you just hitting on all motherfucking levels today, huh?
I mean, because, man, you know,
nigga, hit Zen mode. We like Dalseem in this motherfucker. Let us float. Let us float, why?
I mean, because everybody got an excuse why they can't do something.
Gotcha.
Man, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah,
because I got plenty of excuses myself, so.
Cut it out.
You know what I'm saying? I know this dude don't want to hear no excuses from me.
Mm-mm.
He a bottom line dude, like. Well, what's the bottom line?
Nah, that's you. That's real. He's the same way. Nah, that's cutter. We the expectations is high for us, man.
Yeah.
So, you know, it'd be hard for a lot of motherfuckers to get along with it.
Yeah, because we just, it's bottom line with us.
Yeah, pure cut dry. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Cool. Yeah, that's it. Cut
and
dry.
And we don't mean to come off so abrasive, but we've just been let down so many times, we expect it.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody will say this, somebody will say that.
I'm a shark, man. I'm a motherfucking shark when it comes to this shit, man. Like, you know, you can't just, you know, I ain't trying to be nice no fucking more when it comes to anything. When it comes to business, you gotta be a predator. You can't be a wounded animal out here. Motherfuckers smell blood, they coming for you. So I'd rather be a predator than prey. You feel what I'm saying? It's either two things. You either predator or you prey.
Because if you're hungry, starve. So you can eat.
So you can eat, man. You understand me? You got to. You got pop that shit, why? Hey. They come from my man, why? Big shout out to my man, why there, man.
It was a perfect segue because you talking about the shark. If you come out there in that water, you going to get ate up. If you can't swim fast enough.
Come out in this water, your ass going. You better be able to swim fast.
You got to. You know what I'm saying? But if you get hungry enough, eventually, you're going to eat.
Us country niggas are trick a city slicker real quick.
Yeah.
Take it to the books with you.
I mean, but you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
We just going to keep on moving.
Damn right.
Straight to the top.
How the fuck we
eat? We ain't going to skip no steps.
Nah.
We ain't going to skip no steps. We're going to pull some people along the way. We're going to go back a little bit. We're going to go forward. But we going to keep on going.
Yeah, you got to mash out.
Man, we ain't stopping, man. We definitely ain't stopping.
Hey, wow, them lights got my eyes fucked up on this end. I think I like it better on this end. I swear to God. Like, I can't even look at this fucking camera, bro.
You can't look at it?
I damn near can't. Like, I find myself looking, then I turn away like, oh, shit. My nigga got the lights going crazy on this bitch right now, nigga.
As you can see.
Big dog shit. You see where the fuck we at, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all might not know where we at, but we know where the fuck we at.
Yeah.
Shout out to Rudy Girl Meeting.
That's right. Hey, look, this is the last one for y'all, you know what I'm saying? You can't breathe with everybody you lay with.
No.
Hey, look, this is to everybody. If you having sex with a person, you can just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Because when you get to having kids, that's a different...
Man, that's a lifetime motherfucking lock-in. Boy.
We was talking about this earlier.
Girl.
With the dude, shout out to Neek, Dominique, man. He said, you better be prepared to be there. And you better be able to like that person. I mean, really like the person. I'm talking about y'all can cohabitate or y'all can co-parent. Because y'all gonna hit some rough times. And if you ain't ready for that, you don't need to breed with them. Breed, it means having kids. That's what breeding means. You can just keep it to just, you know what I'm saying, what we call them, fun partners? Is that what you call it?
Bust downs.
Bust downs, you can call it.
Yeah, bust downs. Goddamn.
You. What did I call them when Tweet was on here? You remember when Tweet was on here?
Hell no. I can't even remember what I called them. Different analogies and shit.
Yeah, we do.
Metaphors and shit. Ain't no telling.
But you know what I'm saying? You just can't breathe with everybody. You
procreate.
Yeah, procreate.
You hit breathe. That nigga said breathe on him like a
fucking,
my nigga like an animal.
Yeah, that's what breathe. Breathe. That's what
it's
look,
the same shit.
Though. It's the same.
Fucking right.
Yeah.
We ain't no dummies on here, man. Like we come from it, man. But you ain't gonna get no unintellectual young brothers on this show when we talking, so we know exactly what the fuck we talking about.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Moving on, man. Hey, moving on to our cookout, 6/24/23. That's gonna be June 24, 2023 this year at Chatham Heights Park in Martinsville, Virginia. Come out, bring your family, bring your friends, bring the kids.
Yeah.
Y'all enjoy some music, enjoy a good time, because shit finna be lit. Y'all know how we do. It's our second annual. Second annual motherfucking community cookout, because niggas weren't doing them before that, so we did it.
And it's going to be from 12 to 6 o'clock. 12 to 6 o'clock, June 24th.
Damn right. Shout out to All Hands on Deck.
Yeah.
Shout out to the homies, anybody that's wanting to donate, all the info will be right here, probably on this right here. So,
oh, yeah. It'll be up there.
Yeah, man. Y'all tap in with us, man. It's going to be beautiful. Ain't no crazy shit going on. Y'all know how our last one was shit. So, yeah, you're more than welcome to bring the kids out and enjoy yourself.
But don't drop them off.
Hell no. Nah, you better stay with them.
No, stay with your kids.
Hey, you drop him off, you going to find, you better have a cell phone with him. Because his ass going to call you mama. I'm almost beside Hardy's.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Yeah, yeah. Don't drop them off, man.
They will be let.
Hey, look.
I'm lying.
They going to be on some, different type rules. So, look.
Damn right. We reprimand our kids. If I can't whoop his ass and I can't whoop her ass, don't you leave that baby.
Don't leave them, baby.
It takes a village.
Yes.
And we going to whoop some ass. If you leave with us.
You ain't gonna whip my baby.
It's a fucking chapstick. My lips are fucking chapstick. Like Pookie on this bitch.
You got that right.
But yeah, nigga, shit.
Subway to the bad.
Hey. Badass kids.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell them about it.
Badass fucking kids, man. What the fuck is the little nigga's name, man? Baby K.
Yeah.
Hey, if there's any little baby K's out here. Little motherfucker right here. Y'all, mama and daddy, y'all might have to lock that little motherfucker in the house, man. These kids getting worse. Hey, we don't even know what the fuck to do with them no more.
That's true.
Don't nobody know what to do with their little kids no more. They ain't never seen them. These are new, different species of fucking kids, bro.
Yeah, that's the truth, man.
This little dude, Baby K's ass, man, he done went on the school bus. to whack a fucking middle schooler. Like, when on, not only did he get on the bus, he had the fire, pulls out the blick, and pulled the trigger three times. The shit misfired. Didn't go off. Man, so, you know, God was with that young man. You know what I'm saying? The creator definitely was with that young man. But, hey, it's some different shit going on out here now, man. Yeah. And what they say, it's a war going on outside. No man is safe from.
Yeah, that's the truth, man. That's definitely
these
the
little motherfuckers is wicked, man. So, you know. Everybody watch your kids, man. These badass kids. If you got some badass kids and you know your kids bad as hell, you better get them under control.
Yeah.
Because if you don't get them under control, that white man gonna get them under control.
I knew that was coming.
You better fucking know it. Hey, that white man got a place for him.
Oh, man.
He got a place for his little ass. Oh, you tell him something, they want a place for your ass.
Yeah. No.
I've been telling you to do this and do that. Got a place for you. Y'all remember Beyond Scared Straight?
Yeah.
Man, bring Beyond Scared Straight back, man.
Yeah.
A lot of these motherfucking kids shit. But you know what? The difference between them kids back then and these kids now?
What?
Mama and daddy still had a little bit of say-so shit. Yeah. Now, they hanging with mama and daddy. So it's like, look, mom, check it out. I ain't going. So, yeah. All right, well, baby, look, you ain't going to go. But you can't keep doing this.
Yeah.
It's a compromise now. Fuck that. Ain't no more compromise. Send his ass to Scared Straight. Yeah. Or send him with us. To us, at the cookout on 6/24/23.
Yeah, we're gonna give him some.
We're gonna give him some motherfucking act right.
Yeah. Oh.
I got some act right for his ass.
And you're gonna eat good, but we're gonna definitely give you some tips, some things to get, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Y'all watch out for the motherfucking baby K's, man. Yeah. Moving on, nigga. Moving on.
You gonna ride with me?
We gon' ride high and looking low with Rook. Hey, 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 hey. We riding high and looking low with Rook. Hey, bitch. Ha, ha. Man, my nigga tripped me out when he said,
you gon' ride with me.
Fucking ride with me. Yeah, you don't know about this shit.
Man, for y'all
Twister still had hair when that shit came out.
Yeah, he sure did.
Man. Yeah, we riding high looking low. What city, what state we in, OG? Where the fuck is we
man,
at?
Man, we in Newcastle, Delaware, man.
Oh, shit.
I always say undetermined product.
Product.
You know what I'm saying? But I just know that was toast about this high.
Miscellaneous.
That was about this high. About 41,000-42,000 pounds.
Shit.
Hey, look. Them little coops y'all be seeing, where you see us trucks be going to the right, and they have a sign up there that say open or closed. They are scale houses for trucks. Look here. When you come in there, you can only have 12,000 on your steel tires. You can only have 34,000 on your drive axles. And you can have 34,000 on your trailer. Look, if you got too much on your drive axle, you're going to need to back up. That means put it in reverse and back up, and it'll slide. It's got tandems on it, and it'll slide.
This is what it do.
It'll slide. Do you know the back of the trailer, it's got little holes in there, you know, with little things, you know. I can't think of them. But they'll make them slide, you know what I'm saying? So
Yeah, make it convenient for the moment to come off.
So it'll go
on and off.
These holes right here, you got to knock it out. You got this little lever that you pull. And look at my arm right here.
You've been pulling it right there. You've been pulling that bitch, ain't
you? Hey, look, that thing stuck up in there. Look, you got to throw some WD-40 in there for that thing to get loose, for it to break loose. And then you got to put them in these little grooves. Man, look here. If it be 34,100, you got to slide it forward or back. If it's too much on the trailer axle, you're going to pull forward.
Damn.
A whole lot of these drivers, Go ahead.
What's you know the process, nigga. Like, that's a lot of shit to, like, some shit to keep up with. Because if you said if you pull too much to the back.
Yeah, it'll be 37,000 on the back. But you can't have a 34.
I'm going to be fucked up. Boy.
Then you got some drivers be like, you know what? I don't care what it say. And guess what they're going to do? They'll pull you on in the little way station. It's like a police station for a truck driver.
Damn right. That's what that way station is.
Bring
your ass over here.
Yeah. And look, if you think you're going to keep on going, they got cop cars sitting on in there. Yeah. Go get that right there. He kept on going.
Hey, them niggas right there, they think you working for El Chapo. Yeah. For El Mincho now.
And look, they didn't want, it cost you $13.50 to go to these truck stops to weigh them. Like, you can go on truck stops to weigh and see if you overweight.
If you overweight.
Yeah.
What happens if you're underweight?
Oh, no, you good if you're underweight. But if you're overweight, you're going to have to go back. If they, you know, if it ain't loaded right, you're going to have to go back to where you picked that load up.
Yeah.
That's why they always tell you, go to the first truck stop that got a scale that you come to. Because you don't want to go 60 miles down the road and you pass a truck stop right here 5 miles away.
Gotcha.
No, first truck stop you get to, then, you know, you think it's a little overweight, you go in there and check it out. You got to pay these people $13.50. And then you can also pay them like $3 if you want to reweigh it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To make sure it's right. But that was another edition of
Riding High and Looking Low at Rook. We riding high and looking low at Rook. Bitch! Boy, I can't wait. Hey, look, man, my nigga gave me the best idea. He said, we need to make it a song. Hey, look, man, y'all give me some ideas on what y'all think the band should be playing with that shit. I hear guitars and harmonicas and shit. Tell me what y'all hear, man.
And if you got some oohs and ahs you want to put in there, come on through.
Let us know.
But look, I'm going to tell you, this nigga, he hard on that. Look, if you ain't up to snuff, he going to let you know.
I'm going to let you know.
Hey, look.
I'm going to be like Drewski on that shit. Wanna be records, nigga. Hey, look. Like, wanna be records. I'm going to let you know your shit garbage.
Yeah. All right, we got two more things to touch on.
Hey, my man Shannon Sharp said, Skip Bayless, kiss my motherfucking ass.
Uh-huh.
He out of this bitch. That's over with, man. I think a lot of that shit stemmed from when the Damar Hamlin shit.
Damar Hamlin?
The boy that had the heart, when he said that little crazy shit about what he was saying, what he said about
Damar. Oh, okay.
You know, what insensitive type shit.
Okay.
So I think maybe they had a lot to do with it because, you know, people like that show, but I think Shannon's ass was tired of that shit.
Yeah, he tired. He going up to Big and Bell. Hell, you know, 7 years, that's a long time.
Niggas want
to
rock with you, too. Yeah. Niggas rock, which was that he got that podcast, too.
Club Shay Shay?
Club Shay Shay.
Yeah, yeah.
Club Shay Shay, man. So, you know, that's over with, too, though, with the situation.
Yeah. Yeah, so he'll do it on his own now, though,
right? Yeah, he got his own situation. Yeah, so
he got that bang.
Nigga still going to rock with you.
Yeah.
Nigga still going to rock with you. That's Uncle Shan.
Yeah.
We're going to rock with you like that, man, so you know.
And then the last thing, we got
R.P. Tina Turner.
And?
Jim Brown. My dad was crazy about Jim Brown, man. Yeah. So big, you know, we ain't been on here in a minute, man. Long live them. And happy Father's Day. They got to send a big shout out to that. We got some Father's Day merch and shit, too. Yeah. Father's Day wall decor, Father's Day huncho shirts. You know what I'm saying? We'll be having them up here. Y'all be able to see that, be able to shop with us on that. But big, big salute to the fathers out there, everybody that can play the part, the fathers and stepfathers. You know what I'm saying? It's a big part. I want to say a big shout out to the homies. A big shout out to the homies. I love all y'all niggas. FBBN Rise. Shout out to my kids. Shout out to my whole family. You know how we rocking, man. Moving.
We good?
Yeah.
We out this bitch.
All right.